Hello and welcome to episode 51 of the Tri-Cities Mag Podcast. Today I'm here with...
Marissa. Cassandra. Caleb. Pro.
Caleb.
And my name's Cade. We have a wonderful group of kids here today. They've got some interesting hobbies. Each one of them are pretty unique. That's our topic for the day. We're going to start with Caleb over here. What is your hobby?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics. Now tell us what gymnastics is about. Like, what do you do in gymnastics?
You do flips, you do cartwheels. It's just like ballet, but different.
More like agility type stuff instead of dancing. Uh-huh. Okay.
And where I go to gymnastics is Mid-Columbia Gymnastics.
Oh, the Mid-Columbia Gymnastics. Is that the one by the mall? Or okay.
It's called, but I go there on Wednesdays, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Is it fun? You like it a lot?
Mm-hmm. It's really fun. We go upstairs and we start jumping. It's like Cassandra's gymnastics.
Okay. Cool. All right. Now, what have you done? What kind of stuff can you do?
I can't do a handstand because I get too scared. Because the last time I did one, I did a scorpion.
What's that mean?
Scorpion when you have your head, when you do a flip and your head, like your hands crack and then you...
Oh, ow. That sounds not fun. Have you gotten hurt at all, like doing gymnastics yet or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What's the worst thing that's happened?
I keep falling off the... What's that called?
The bounce game?
I fall down.
Oh, how far is that?
I used to do gymnastics.
It's to there.
It's like a skinny wooden thing, kind of. Yeah, and it's really rough. It's like you have to do a cartwheel on it. Or like,
but in low trampoline, you can't do it because you can't do flips on it. Only the other one. Because the other one has bigger, hard ones that you could jump higher.
Hmm, okay. Well, interesting. That's cool. I wish I would have done that when I was younger. Be really flexible doing all that. Paul, our esteemed little boy here, is a fan of lacrosse. He's going to tell us about lacrosse, because I don't know much about it.
So lacrosse is like you have a stick, but whenever I say stick, I don't mean like a wooden stick that comes off a tree or anything. I mean like... If you know what I forgot the name.
So
a winch, kind of like how it has the eight sided, like an octagon.
Yeah. So
it would be like a long tube that has like it's hollow and it has like this little thing at the end, a head, and it has like nets in it, and there's this really hard ball, and you like toss the ball in. Also, if you get confused between, I think it was hockey goals and or soccer goals and lacrosse goals, lacrosse ones are triangle and hockey ones are like rectangle.
Okay. How long have you been doing lacrosse?
5 years.
5 years? Wow, that's crazy. So you have this stick and it's got a net in it, and then you there's a ball and you guys pass it around and try and tour in the other guy's goal.
Mm-hmm. And okay. But the difference between a goalie stick and a player stick is the goalie stick. It has like a big, humongous, fat one.
So it's bigger.
Yeah, the net's way bigger than a normal one.
Okay. What position do you play? Are you like offense? Are you a goalie, defense, or does it matter?
I'm pretty much like everything because in lacrosse you're pretty much everything.
Okay,
because
so there's not specific
sets.
Okay.
I mean, they want you to do certain things, but if there's like something goes wrong, then you just do whatever goes wrong, then you do that position.
Okay. Interesting. Well, so it's a lot of fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven by Columbia Park. Is that where you guys like have your games and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I see, like, because they have kids from like all ages doing that. I had a few friends doing that when they were in high school. Well, that's cool. Have you gotten any like crazy injuries? Because I know that sport's pretty intense sometimes.
I mean, I've gotten a hit in the private a lot of times.
Oh yeah, but you're all right though. You got protection.
It's never
now.
A big fan. You don't want to be a big fan of that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
But not the best.
Especially if you're a boy, and right. You're not wearing your cup like you should be.
Yeah, you got to remember that one. So, other Caleb Ulbrin. What is your hobby, sir?
Karate.
Is that what it is? Tell us about karate. What is karate?
Like pretty much like learning how to learning how to block somebody if they wanna if they try to punch you or something.
So
block them.
Self defense, right?
Yeah. Or like meditation and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
learning how to be a ninja, kind of? A little bit? The fighting style, all that?
Yeah, kind
of. What style of karate are you learning? Do you know? Because I know there's like different styles.
Ninjutsu, karate, taekwondo, there's all those.
Or is it like a mixture of all those?
Ninjutsu,
is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Okay. So how long have you been doing it?
6 years.
6 years? Okay. What's your favorite part about it?
The defense. Well, like.
Defense stuff?
Yeah, defense.
Right, because karate isn't meant to, like, be attacking or whatever.
And showing off and stuff.
Right, it's supposed to be just for, like protection.
Protecting yourself and
yeah.
Protecting
your friends. Yeah,
yeah. Don't use it for bad.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You should always use that for good, never for evil. Can you, have you learned how to chop, like, pieces of wood in half with your face yet?
What?
Like, you ever seen that? Like,
I have, I've
like,
done it.
They, like, set up the wood block.
Yeah, you have to try
oh,
to
but you can't, you can do it with your hand? Ooh, does that hurt?
No,
no,
they're
no,
like
no.
Really soft pieces of wood.
Okay, so just
no,
boom.
From me there.
Bam!
I have one like that thing. It's kind of soft.
Have they taught that there at all?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen the guys do it with their head? It's
yeah,
pretty crazy.
Real guys. But most of them come home with severe injuries.
Yeah.
Brain damage. And
oh, man. All right, so that doesn't seem like a smart thing.
Like, the simplest thing is like when you're blocking yourself, you really don't want to mix up sometimes like if you've seen the Karate Kid, you know how he's like wax on, wax
oh,
off
yeah, yeah,
things.
Yeah.
The thing you don't want to mix up with is the wax on and off, because sometimes you can like do like if somebody kicks you with this leg, then you're kind of used to doing it with this hand, but you can't do that. You have to go like this. Like so like if somebody kicks you with this leg, the leg that you're like if you're right, if you kick if a guy tries to kick you with his right foot, you want to use your right hand.
Okay.
But if
so it teaches you the like proper like defense
yeah.
with each hand and
but
whatever,
like,
which goes with what?
Most of the time, some people use it for bad and stuff.
Right, that's not good.
Because I've seen this kid in my class, he thinks he's all cool for some reason, and like he shows off to kids and stuff. Like, I've seen him once, this kid was trying to grab his toy, and he, like, chopped it in half.
Oh, man, that's not good.
And he's like,
well,
next time you don't do it in public and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, now you know that there's people that abuse it, and hopefully you're not one of those people. That's a cool thing, though.
When I was 5, I used to do karate with my sister. It was in Pasco, but when I first got there, I was 3 and I started doing it. Mm. And my team got a trophy.
Nice.
And we won.
Nice.
It was in Pasco. Okay. Pasco, we do karate. There's a karate stand. I had to change in. My grandma's car because my grandma takes us there. So I had to change in there.
Oh boy.
I've been seeing Mark. Oh, what's her name?
Marissa?
I've seen Marissa kind of doing these things, so I think she's got enough.
I am not in karate.
You're not in karate?
Karate.
What do you do? What's your hobby?
Sleep and ballet.
Sleep and ballet. Which one do you like more?
Sleep.
Sleep? Yeah, I can attest to that. I really like sleeping too.
Yeah.
What do you like about ballet?
First of all, it's called ballet.
Ballet, sorry. I said it weird.
Well,
do you have a favorite piece of music that you
don't listen to
music. You don't have any ballet music?
We usually just...
How long have you been doing it?
3 years.
3 years? So you're probably pretty good at it, yeah?
Maybe.
But it's fun, though. You enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I do gymnastics.
Gymnastics? Yeah. And? What do you like about gymnastics?
Well, I like climbing this rope thing and the handbar.
Oh, yeah? Are you pretty good at that?
Oh, I'm not good at the rope thing or the handbar. But I like doing the bridge. Trying.
Yeah. Oh, the bridge? Like, what's that? Like
No, you do it like back. Like,
okay.
It's just like a trick from gymnastics. But I already know how to do that.
Okay.
And you do cartwheels. It's pretty much like Caleb.
Okay. Well, where do you go for gymnastics?
It calls Steptoe.
Oh, okay. It's down in Steptoe? Okay. I know where that is. My parents are over there. Sorry. Why, is that bad? I used to go to the Garland's Gymnastics Center.
Oh, I went there.
Yeah, it's, they had, like, a giant rope swing. I was really afraid of that.
It's next to this bank.
A bank? There's a bank
over
there?
They have a zip line there.
Yeah, the zip line. Oh, that was a lot of fun.
But then they moved. They went to a different place, but it was in Pasco. It's now in Pasco.
It's in Pasco now? Okay. Question?
You know the ropes that are hooked onto the trees?
No.
Yeah. Zip line.
And you walk on them?
What? Yes.
Like, people that do it, like, they tie the ropes and they, like, go on the lines.
I know this
one. Never do that!
All right.
Awesome!
Noted. And on that note, we will wrap up today's episode. We went off pretty off that. I don't have a burrito, no. But I'm going to go get one after this episode. We'll see you next time on Tri-Cities Mac podcast.
Take me with you.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.